there a relationship between obedience and blessings? And what does the Bible say about it? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we have been talking over the past previous sessions about obedience and blessings. In our previous broadcast, we talked about Deuteronomy chapter 28, where God said, Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods which you have not known. Verses 26 to 28. Now, notice here that God says, if you obey, all of these blessings will come upon you. And then from that point on, there are on the page probably 16 or 18 different verses of blessings. And then He says, a curse if you will not obey. And there are about 3 to 4 pages of curses. So God does everything through blessing and cursing. Blessings if we obey His word and His ways. Cursing if we do not. Now, it isn't the person who becomes cursed. It's the action or the disobedience. So the person reaps the consequence. However, in Isaiah 1:19, God says, "If you will be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land." So we see that God sets up a system of benefits and consequences related to his word. And he has a particular reason for doing that. You see, God understands the nature of man. And if God is going to ever get man to where he wants man to be, and to guide man into obedience and truth and righteousness, then he is going to have to put deterrence in the way when man wants to take a path that is away from God. And that's why God sets up a system of reward for obedience and consequences for disobedience. In John 14, verse 15, we read, "If you love me, keep my commandments." That's Jesus talking. In other words, Jesus says that being obedient and keeping his word is what is a testimony of our love for him. He repeats it in John 14:21. "He that has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him." Now watch this. "And will manifest myself to him." In other words, the more obedient we are, the more manifestation of Jesus we experience. Well, the next question then is, how do we be obedient? In 1 John 5:2 and 3 we read, "By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous." You see, becoming obedient to God through his word requires practice. It requires prayer. It requires surrender and submission to God. And in those areas of our life where we are weak, it requires us to ask him to change us. In Colossians chapter 3, we read, "If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you were dead, and your life is hid in Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things' sake the wrath of God comes on the children of disobedience, in the which you also walk sometime, when you lived in them. But now you also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved emotions of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, patience, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any. Even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. And above all the things, put on love, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be you thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord, and whatsoever you do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives. Be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men-pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. But he that does wrong shall receive for the wrong which he has done, and there is no respect of persons. So here we see in Colossians 3 what God says is the way out of disobedience. And basically he says, follow my directions, act on them, do them, and the more you practice them, the easier it will become. In 1 John 1:9, we read, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Finally, as far as dealing with how to be obedient, in Galatians 6, the Holy Spirit through Paul tells us, walk by the Spirit, and you will not do the things of the flesh. Well, now that we've covered how to be obedient, what are the rewards for obedience? In Genesis 22, verse 17 and 18, we read, that in blessing I will bless you, and in multiplying I will multiply your seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and your seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. So here we see in Genesis 22, verse 17 and 18, a very clear connection between obedience and blessing, not only for you, but for your seed, which God will multiply as the stars of the heaven and as the sand on the seashore. And they will be blessed, and they will possess the gates of their enemies. Now that is really part of the Abrahamic covenant, which we are grafted into when we become born-again Christians. In Psalm 1, verse 1 and 2, we read, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the word, that is the law of the Lord, and in his law, that is his word, does he meditate day and night. So we see that Scripture over and over tells us that obedience brings blessing. In Proverbs 13:13, we read, whoso despises the word shall be destroyed, but he that fears the commandment shall be rewarded. The commandment here means the word. And fear here does not mean to be afraid of, doesn't mean to run away from. The word fear is used in the Old English, from which the King James was translated, or into which the King James was translated, means to be reverent, to hold God in awe, to hold him in reverence.
So when it says, whoso despises the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth, that is, holds God in awe and reverence, that is, his commandment, which is his word, the Bible, shall be rewarded. You see, God puts great emphasis on his word. The written word of God is God's standard. And even though we may not be able to keep it perfectly, Christ is willing and able to live his life in us and through us, and to keep his word in us and through us by our yielding to him on a daily basis in our morning prayer and acknowledging him. Scripture says, acknowledge the Lord in all of your ways. He will make straight your path. He will show you what to do. And then it says, yield yourselves an empty vessel. So we empty ourselves and yield to the Holy Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit to use us and to infill us and to live his life in us and through us. And that has to be a daily confession. Then the Lord will keep his word in you and through you. Why? Because the law, that is the written word of God, okay, is the word of God, but the scripture says in Romans that Jesus is the fulfillment of the law. The law is fulfilled in him. We don't keep the law by self-effort. We keep it by Christ witnessing it to our conscience, which is grace, and grace demands a response, and then we respond. So the Lord Jesus Christ puts great emphasis on rewarding by keeping the word. And to him, it's very, very important. In Luke 11, 27 and 28, we read, and it came to pass, as he spoke these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, blessed is the womb that bare you, and the breasts which you have sucked. But he said, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. You see, the woman was giving glory to Mary. Old Testament scripture says that God shares his glory with no one. God declared it himself, I share my glory with no one. And that's why Jesus corrected her and said to her, no, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. What? Keep it. Keep it. So reward is directly related to keeping the word of God. But when we willfully decide not to obey the word of God, that puts us in a position of disobedience, which grieves the Holy Spirit. And the scripture is very clear that disobedience has consequences. And let's look at some of them so that we can get a feel as well as a motivation as to why we need to obey the Lord. You see, God is very much a motivational speaker, and he knows how to motivate us. Well, in Romans chapter 2, verse 6 to 8, we read, regarding God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. To them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath. Indignation, or righteous indignation, as it is called in the scripture, is holy anger. And wrath is intense anger. And so, God says in Romans 2:8, but unto them that are contentious and do not obey. God says that when you do not obey, you are contentious. You're challenging him. You're dueling with God. You're boxing with God. But God says there are consequences. Don't box with God. Your arms aren't long enough. In Joshua 5:6, we read, for the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness till all the people, that were men of war, which came out of Egypt, were consumed because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord, unto whom the Lord sware that he would not show them the land, which the Lord sware unto their fathers that he would give us, a land that flowed with milk and honey. Yes, there are consequences to disobedience. Firstly, it raises the holy anger and wrath of God. Secondly, it causes God to cut off the blessings and to discipline. In Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 20, 26, and 27, listen to what the Holy Spirit said through the prophet. You gave also your good spirit to instruct them, and withheld not your manna from their mouth, and gave them water for their thirst. Nevertheless, they were disobedient, and rebelled against you, and cast your law, which is the word, behind their backs, and slew your prophets, which testified against them to turn them to you. And they wrought great provocations. Therefore, you deliver them into the hand of their enemies who vexed them. And in the time of their trouble, when they cried unto you, you heard them from heaven. And according to your manifold mercies, you gave them saviors who saved them out of the hand of their enemies. Notice, God disciplined them for their disobedience, but when they called on God in repentance, God heard them and extended mercy and deliverance to them. God says, I change not. If God was doing that back then, God is doing it today. So what is the remedy for disobedience? The remedy for disobedience is a godly repentance for the sin of rebellion, and it is renunciation of that disobedience and that rebellion or stubborn willfulness which causes the disobedience, which takes away the power and control of that over your life. Luke 6:46, Jesus said, And why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? There's another consequence of disobedience. If you do not do the things that he says you are unable to call me Lord. I will not permit you to call me Lord. In Ephesians 5:6, we read, Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things comes the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. The wrath of God, the anger and discipline, intense discipline of God, comes upon all who disobey the word. What's the point? God has a standard, and he does not lower his standard because of man's ignorance. It's up to us to be humble and submit to God and to ask him to teach us and to bring us up to his standard, and he will for the asking, in the name of Christ Jesus. In 1 Samuel 15, verse 22 and 23, we see the reason why God's wrath is raised in disobedience. Listen to what it says. And Samuel said, Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken, to hear, than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you from being king. Here he was speaking to Saul. The prophet Samuel was speaking to Saul. Notice what he said. Because of your disobedience, your rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and your stubbornness is as the sin of idolatry. Now we know why God brings discipline for disobedience. But if God has a way into a disobedient life, God has a way out. There is no problem so deep that Jesus Christ cannot reach down into that pit and lift you out. Not only will he lift you out, but in due time he will exalt you. According to Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, I know the plans I have for you, plans for good, and not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope. God has plans for your life, and his plans for your life are better than any plans of your own. And if you have been struggling in life, if you're tired of it all, things never getting better, wandering from one experience to another, unsatisfied, feeling empty, or drained because of your problems, or your addictions. Guess what? If Jesus has a way into your heart, Jesus has a way out of your circumstances. And he is ready, willing, and able, and the proof that he is real will be evident to you as you walk with him over time, and as you see him changing you from the inside out. Transformation is not through religion, which is an effort to please God from the outside in. No, the scripture says Christ in you, the hope of glory. In other words, you have to invite Christ into your heart so that he can reside there, live in you, minister to you, and change you by his Spirit, because he loves you. He cares for you. He wants to see you do well. And he is merciful and compassionate. And today is as good a day to invite him into your heart as ever. And watch him change you. Watch him deliver you. Watch him in time exalt you and lift you up. Pray this prayer aloud now with me, won't you? Being willing to turn from your sins, the Lord Jesus Christ will do the rest. And he will manifest himself to you and prove to you that he is real. Pray this aloud now, won't you?
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or a personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.